With so much information out there online these days, you really have no idea who to believe or which direction to go. One person is telling you that you've got to master your mindset and be so disciplined. You've got to do the things that feel so hard, even when you don't want to do them. You've got to wake up at 3 a.m. and do the cold ice baths and run half a marathon all before starting your days of work if you want to be a man. And then the other side of the equation, people are telling you that you need to do breath work and meditate and then do endless hours of self-care and self-love if you really want to be successful. And I've heard it all since I've been in this whole industry, and I'm here to tell you that none of that really exists if you don't do this one thing. Because if you haven't noticed yet, most information out there when it comes to personal development, your mindset, entrepreneurship, and how to master your mind and get the results you want, so much information is absolutely conflicting. So what I want to do is teach you about the one thing that literally only matters. Because if you screw this up, then it doesn't matter what you do, you'll never get the results you want. But as long as you can really master this, this is what it really means to master your mindset. And this one thing is made up of three different things that I'm going to go through in a moment. And in order for you to really understand what these three things are that determine the one thing that only matters, you've really got to understand what creates the results in our life. So let's look at it. You sitting down right now, you want to get some type of result in your life. True? Whether it be to make your first $1 million, whether it be to make your first $100,000, get the girl of your dreams, the guy of your dreams, or whatever it might be, that dream house, the freedom life, whatever it is, you've got a result that you want in your head. So now let's reverse engineer the process and let's actually look at the process of manifestation. The first thing we look at is what is the actual result we want. Then we'll get a reverse engineer at one step. In order to get a result, you've got to take action. We all know that. But what happens before action? Our thoughts. The thoughts we think in our head is going to determine the things that we actually then go and do. But there's one thing that comes before that, and that is feelings. See, our emotions will determine what we think. What we think will determine what we do, and what we do will determine our results. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been really pissed off before and you thought a really negative thing and then you did a really stupid behavior? I bet you have. Or maybe you're feeling so good, you're feeling so confident, you've just made a sale, you've just had a massive win in your life, and you have a mantra that you tell yourself that anything is possible and you can do anything and to keep going. You take even better action, you're gonna get even better results. And it's almost gonna feel like it's absolutely effortless. So my question to you is this, if you really wanna master your mindset and get the best results you possibly can, it's not actually about the discipline or the self-love and self-care, it comes down to what's actually happening between here. So the question is, wouldn't you like to understand it? Well, I'm glad you said yes, because that's what this is about. See, there's this one thing called our state. Now, our state determines the emotional state that we're in at the time. Now, a state could be tired, lazy, bored. A state could also be excited, confident, certain. A state could be depressed. A state could just be happy. And like I've just shown you, the process of manifestation, everything you get in the end is going to determine how you feel right now. So if we want to master our mindset, it comes down to mastering how we feel in a moment-to-moment basis. Now, these three things are the things that determine what happens inside of our head that then determines how we feel and puts us into an emotional state. The first one is focus. You see, when it comes to focus, our unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's fake. So if you put something into its mind that is completely fake, if you're focused on something that isn't actually there, it's gonna feel like it's actually real. So if you start to imagine the future outcome to be negative, then your unconscious mind is going to think that it's actually real and it's gonna feel the feelings of it actually happening. So if we wanna master our mindset, we've gotta become masters at actually focusing on the thing that we actually want. We need to focus on the end goal. We need to focus on the result that we actually want to achieve. Because this in itself is gonna really change how our whole biochemistry feels. It's gonna change our nervous system. It's gonna change how our body actually acts. And if you don't believe me, go and watch a horror movie and notice how your nervous system feels. Notice what your body feels like. Because if you sit and watch a horror movie, your nervous system's gonna freak out and your brain actually is saying to your body that someone is trying to kill you. Even though we know it's fake and it's in the screen, but your body doesn't know the difference. So when it comes to mastering the mindset, we must focus on the actual thing we want. The second one is our language. Our words become things. So much so that the word spelling has come from the ancient times. And if it's broken you down, look at it, spelling. Back in the day, they used to literally cast spells and set intentions with incantations and written emotions. And they literally believed that if they wrote down something negative to happen about somebody and threw it into the water, then that thing would happen to the person. They took words so seriously because they knew the powers of them. And if you don't believe me here, you can even say to yourself, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And just notice how your body actually starts to feel. If you say a negative thing to yourself over and over and over and over and over, it's eventually gonna start to feel it as well. Same as though if you say to yourself, I'm bursting with energy, I have so much energy, I'm so excited, your face is gonna change, everything is gonna change. Now, this is not some positive motivation bullshit either. This is literally neuroscience, this is psychology. The things we say to ourselves matter. So the next time you catch yourself saying a negative thing to yourself or even about somebody else, because your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference if you're saying it to yourself or somebody else, which is why we should never speak badly of somebody because it feels like we're speaking to ourselves, catch yourself and change the language in the moment and say something more affirming. Say the thing exactly what you want. This can be as little as having a daily mantra. Every single day I sit down and I write in my journal, I'll write a word for today. And the word today was, I am focused and passionate. And I just think of a word, I think of something positive to say and I just focus and I put my intention into that because that is the word I'm coming back to. And if I ever fall into a shitty state throughout the day, I just check myself and I ask myself, am I being focused and passionate right now? If it's no, then I switch it and I flip to actually being focused and passionate again. It's like building a muscle. Once you learn about these things, you've got to do it every single moment and control it. And eventually your brain's going to take over and just make sure that you only spend every single moment here in a positive state that you actually want to be in. And the last one is our physiology. So our physiology is our entire body. Think about how we hold ourselves, our breathing pattern, all these types of things. So right now I'm at my desk. Usually I film these videos, I'm sitting down. Today I decide I wanna stand up. I got the desk up today because I wanna engage my whole body. I wanna feel more. When I do my work standing up, I actually feel way more energized throughout the entire day because I'm just like my full body is engaged versus sitting down, getting tired and slumped into a seat. And there's even one technique that we can do with our breath that I've learned from Dr. Andrew Huberman. And he calls this the physiological sigh. And what he says is when we take two breaths in through the nose and one exhale through the mouth, this will lower our cortisol levels. And we actually do this in our sleep. And if you've ever been awake or you've watched somebody who's been sleeping, I don't know if you're like creepy like that, when they hit a deep, deep, deep sleep, they'll go and they'll do this. And this is the body totally relaxing and totally lowering all the cortisol levels. And it's been said that this will lower your cortisol by massive amounts of levels. And the more cortisol we actually have in our bloodstream, the more cortisol that's being released, the more stressed out we are. The more stressed out we are, scientifically, the more stupid we become. That's a fact. So when it comes to mastering your mindset, how you hold your body, how you hold your breathing matters so much for your performance than you could ever even imagine. So how would you use this technique to master your mindset? Think to yourself, what's something you can do with your body? What's a radical physiological change that you can do with your body right before you've got to get into action? Could it be 10 fast, really loud claps? Could it be jumping up and down? Could it be doing 5 jumping jacks? What is it for you? How can you move your body drastically right before you've got to take action, right before you've got to do something that might be a little bit nervous so you can get yourself into a state of feeling confident, energized, and certain? You take these three things, and this is going to literally determine the state in which you are on a moment-to-moment basis, and your results come down to nothing other than how you feel in a moment-to-moment basis. So if you want to master your life, you've got to master your mindset. And if you want to master your mindset, you've got to master your state. And if you're looking for something to really track your daily habits and track your performance amongst the day, then download my free Life by Design planner in the links below. Take it, it's free. This thing has changed my freaking life when it comes to being a high performer and living a life by design, having a lot more fun and freedom in my life. And if you got value from this, do the things, like it, subscribe, share it with a friend. And if you're brand new here, welcome to Dream Nation. And until the next episode, guys, go out there and dream out loud.